New Illinois. Would that be the name of a new state? How's this all going to work? Split the state is the organization, and it could be really, really good for a whole lot of us that don't live in Chicago or some of the collar counties, that's for sure. They've got an event coming up Tuesday at Big Cass Barbecue in Knoxville. Joining us to talk more about split the state of Illinois, G.H. Merritt. G.H., good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. And how are you?
Very good. Thanks for taking some time with us here this morning. All right. Well, G.H., it's kind of obvious the why for all of us who live here in the state of Illinois, and basically every election that controls things, it's won by those in Chicago and the collar counties. And as bad as things get, we don't think it's ever going to flip. So you come up with this idea. Talk about what's going on here.
Okay, well, I should tell you right off, it isn't just you guys down there. We have New Illinois is active all the way up to the Wisconsin state line, all over the state. Chicago has disenfranchised those of us that are up there as well. But what we are is a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization with the mission of educating Illinoisans about their right under the U.S. Constitution to pursue the formation of a new state. What we have here is one county out of 102, one county with 40% of the population that rules the other 60%. And the reason, you know, if you want to go way back into the weeds, that this has happened is that there was a Supreme Court ruling in 1964 called Reynolds v. Sims. And that was about one man, one vote. And it was all about a southern state that hadn't done redistricting for 50 years. And rather than saying, hey, you guys have to do redistricting because their rural areas were dominating their urban areas. And so rather than doing that, they said none of the states can have a state legislature that's got a geographical basis to it. And so in Illinois, the Senate used to be based by county. And so Everett Dirksen, who was one of our U.S. senators at that time, warned that in any state with a gigantic city, all the power in the state government was going to be absorbed into that city and that the rural people would lose their voice. And he was right. And that's why you have a movement like this in Illinois, in California, in Oregon, and several other states, because the people outside of the major urban area have lost their voice.
Yeah, and it's been tough, and it's been going on for a long time. Even though we have had a couple of Republican governors, it's still the Democrats have been in control of the House, and of course Mike Madigan was in control of things for what 30 some years also, so it didn't really matter.
Right. A lot of times people would say, "Well, let's just vote for better people. Let's vote out Mike Madigan." And I'm like, "What are you going to do? Move to his district so you can vote against him?" You know, it's at a point where it just can't work to correct it. If Reynolds v. Sims were overturned, it'd be different. But it's considered a landmark ruling of the 20th century, so it's not going to be overturned. So I don't know of any other way for those of us in the other 101 counties to really have representative government. So then that always, you know, in Chicago, or Illinois had corrupt government before Reynolds v. Sims. But when you apply Reynolds v. Sims to a state like Illinois, that takes away the accountability. That just exacerbates the problem. And then, you know, on top of that, you have the kind of gerrymandering that has been done by the Chicago political machine, so that, you know, our voice has just been strangled out of us.
G.H. Merritt was split the state of Illinois and New Illinois. G.H., talk a little bit about your background.
My personal background?
Yeah.
Well, I live up in Lake County. My background is in the nonprofit sector. I have a master's of nonprofit management. Prior to this, I spent a number of years working in the Native American community. I was the tour manager of an intertribal music and dance group And I thought, oh, this is the kind of thing I'm going to tell my grandchildren about someday. And then I thought, no, it's probably going to be New Illinois. But Grandma's done a lot of strange things. But anyway, yeah, I married 47 years with two kids and a granddaughter. And the reason we got into this, I founded this group along with a guy from McHenry County. And both of us thought, you know, hey, we got to get out of this place. Illinois is a mess. But we had our lives here. He had his farm, his business, his family, his friends. My house was built by my father, and my father had since passed away. And I just thought, I don't want to sell my house. And it was a sense of being pushed out of the state, which I'm sure a lot of other people have, because so many people are leaving Illinois. And in fact, one poll showed that 50% of the people in Illinois would leave if they could. And so, but not everybody can. And so my family's heritage was here, and I just wanted to kind of draw a line in the sand and say, I'm going to fight for my home.
Yeah, and I know people who have left, and it's completely understandable. A lot of us would if we could. So what you're proposing is leaving the state of Illinois without actually having to move, which is an even better proposal. Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly it. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about how this whole process would work, and what are the chances? What has to be done for this to happen?
Okay. Well, there are two legislative steps in the Constitution for doing this, and then there's four organizational steps that precede it that they're not in the Constitution. That's just what we're doing to facilitate that happening. The legislative steps are, number one, to get the consent of the Illinois State Legislature. That's a resolution that gets passed by a majority, and it's not something that the governor signs. It's not something subject to Illinois courts. And then it goes on to get the consent of Congress, like any other state wanting to enter the union. But and you look at that and you think, oh, that's impossible. The political machine from Cook County is never going to allow that to happen. But in 1981, there was an almost identical resolution that did pass the General Assembly. So that's what needs to happen. What we're doing organizationally is establishing county committees throughout the state in order to network, in order to talk to our elected officials and convince them to co-sponsor, in order to educate people and just build that momentum, kind of like the solidarity movement in Poland. It's the people, the support of the people is key. And so once we had achieved the point of having county committees in 20% of the counties, we made a formal public declaration of independence against the state of Illinois. Now, obviously, that didn't mean we were a state that day any more than our national declaration of independence meant that it was a reality that day, because our founding fathers still had to fight the British for 8 years. But then, when our founders made their Declaration of Independence, they put 27 grievances against the king in there, and they were about two sentences long. Well, now, 240-plus years later, we couldn't fit our grievances in that declaration, so we are releasing them individually. They're up on our website, and they're not two sentences long, because a lot of what our government has done, people aren't even aware of it. And so, for instance, the way they cheat us out of representation by the excessive use of shell bills in the legislature. Most people don't even know what shell bills are. And so so that's the grievances. And then the fourth step is to hold constitutional conventions. And we are working on a constitution for a new state. Our county committees, one of the things they do besides educating is they're creating an organizational infrastructure for a new state government. And so it's pretty exciting.
G.H. Merritt with Split the State of Illinois joining us here this morning. The Facebook page, New Illinois, the website, newillinoisstate.org. You can check out the information there. So if this were to happen, then basically Cook County, Chicago becomes just Illinois, and the rest of the state would become New Illinois.
Yeah, that would be basically it. Now, it's not that you couldn't just, I think, draw a line around Cook County and say that's it. There are townships in the collar counties that I think would not be interested in us, would identify more with Chicago. There might be other places around the state. What we are interested in is the will of the people. And but what we found out, there's another organization who operating in Illinois, and what they're doing is putting an advisory referendum on county ballots. And so far, it's been on 27 ballots, and in each case, it's won by a landslide. I'm talking 63% to 83%. And that's mostly downstate, but some in central and western Illinois. And so the will of the people is key.
You got an event coming up on Tuesday over in Knoxville next door to us, a Big Cats Barbecue. What's going to be happening over there?
Well, I'm going to be giving a presentation on New Illinois and answering questions. I don't know what else they have planned.
Yeah. All right. So that, and what time will that get underway? Is it?
Oh, gosh, let me look.
Oh, you know what? I do have it here, 6 o'clock. Here, I just found it here, 6 o'clock. So 6 okay. o'clock Tuesday. There you go. So now you know when to be there, GH.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
And I hope you'll be there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, it's coming up Tuesday night over at Big Cats in Knoxville. So we're talking with this process to play out, are we talking years still or months, or how long are we talking for this to all possibly happen?
Well, we would be speaking in terms of years. We have been working on this for 4.5 years, since June of 2018. And really, a lot of it depends on so many factors beyond our control. We're going to keep working at what we're doing, keep lobbying legislators, keep doing outreach and networking with people. But ultimately, one of the really important things, if you listen to our state government, you would get the impression that economically and financially, Illinois is doing well, and it's improved so much under the current administration. That is smoke and mirrors. Our state is about, well, Moody's says about $315 billion in the red, and so eventually, we don't know when, but Illinois is going to collapse financially. And I don't know when that'll happen. With the infusion of federal cash, that has put it off for a while. But when it gets to that point, we believe that's going to be our best opportunity to negotiate our way out of state.
Absolutely. Split the State of Illinois. G.H. Merritt joining us here this morning. Their event coming up next Tuesday evening, and an informational event over at Big Cats Barbecue in Knoxville gets underway at 6 o'clock. Again, you can find them on the Facebook page at New Illinois, or their website, newillinoisstate.org. G.H., anything else we need to know about your organization or what's going on?
We are going to be starting a county committee in Knox County in the very near future. And so if people want to get involved, they can actively get involved in making this happen.
All right. Very good. Well, G.H. Merritt, thank you so much for your time and what you're doing to help out the citizens of Illinois.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on.